It's time for another edition of Dotson Deal. I'm Paul Dottino. He's two-time Super Bowl champ, David Deal. We're going to be here for the next several minutes to take your questions and your comments about Big Blue, the New York football Giants. They're on a bye week this weekend, coming off of that loss to Seattle. When they get back on Monday, they will prepare for a game against the Rams right here at MetLife Stadium. But today, it was Jerry Reese with his annual bye week press conference, David. And I think the one thing that I took away from his presser more than anything else is that he thought the Giants as a team bought into the hype, the high expectations this year, and he didn't quite see the sweat and the blood and all the guts that you need to win games from the very beginning of the season.
And that's something that has to turn around. This is an opportunity for this Giants football team, players and coaches, to learn from what happened before, learn from the last seven games. You're going to do your self-evaluations. You're going to do your self-scouts as a player. Take this time, recharge not only physically but mentally, and come back for this nine-game stretch ready to learn from this last time and ready to fight each and every game, because it's going to take everybody in that locker room, players and coaches, in order to get things done.
Okay, folks, once again, hit us up on the Facebook page with your questions and your comments. David, take me through, if you will, as a player, what goes on during the bye week. The Giants are going to release their players this afternoon.
Yep.
They won't be coming back till Monday.
No, what they'll do is basically you'll come in, you'll have all of the self-scout, evaluation of where percentage-wise what you did in the running game, what you didn't do so well in the running game. Passing game, same thing, back and forth. And then you'll get from your coach either a DVD, or now with iPads with everything big time, he'll give you a breakdown of the plays that you need to watch as a player, that what you put on film, the other players, the other coaches, the other defensive coordinators of the teams that you're going to play the next 9 weeks are going to be looking at those same exact things flaw-wise, whether it's technique, fundamentals. Those are the things that if you put on film, you need to correct moving forward here. So that's a lot on those players. And then the other thing, recharge. Get your body back. Get your mind fresh, because this next nine-game stretch is all that matters. The last games that you guys played, learn from them, but you got to move forward.
All right, now Joe has a question here, but you kind of answered it already, David. He wants to know what the players should focus on during the bye week. You've already kind of talked about that, so I want to ask you about, is it advantageous to just flush yourself of football for maybe two or three of the days and not even think about the game?
As much as you say that as a football player, what do you find yourself doing watching college football? You're in it anyways, and that's what you do as a football player. But like I said, the one thing that you can really do to hone in on in this week is the fundamentals, the techniques, the little things, whether it's footwork, whether it's placement of your hands. Those are the things that when you're in the flow of a season, sometimes you don't pay attention to those little minute details that are huge when it comes to doing your job or not doing it successfully.
Now, I know, remember, when you was a player, you always talked about, and David and I have been talking about things for a long time now.
Yep.
Healing never really happens during the season. No matter how many times you think it does, you don't get really healthy till after the season is over. The Giants have a lot of guys nicked up. This bye week, guys like Olivier Vernon, this will help guys like that.
No question. I mean, the only time that you really feel 100% going into the season is the day before training camp. Let's be honest. So this is a football team that's going to have a lot of time off to get their rest, whether it's massage, acupuncture. Sleep is one of the most important things that you can do during this bye week. But make sure that physically you still enjoy your time with your friends and your family, but you know what is ahead of you. You know this nine-game stretch is going to be a grind. So physically, get yourself prepared for it, and mentally, everything else will come with it.
All right, we got a comment here from Mike. He wants to know about what the Giants need to do to get a win coming back off the bye week. Again, they'll be playing the Rams at MetLife Stadium.
Yeah.
I would say, David, first thing they need to do is just start anew, kind of reset, because I think if you take a 1-6 record into that game, it's not a good thing.
Exactly. Learn from the past, but once again, there's nothing you can do to change it. And getting ready for this Ram team, you know, offensively, they're a high-scoring team. With Jared Goff, when he plays his best, it's when he doesn't have pressure and when Todd Gurley doesn't run the football successfully. So defense side of the ball, you're thinking stop the run, put the ball in Jared Goff's hands to win the football game. Offensively, got to be excited about getting Sterling Shepard back into this offense to pair him with Evan Ingram, but also know that when you're looking at this defense that stemmed from a 4-3 now to Wade Phillips' 3-4, there's still a lot of things that they're trying to iron out as a defense and learn on the go. So start running the football and make sure that you're watching old game film of what they've been doing as a team defensively and how each player has been adapting to the new system.
Now, David, the trading deadline is Halloween, and Ty wants to know if there's any chance the Giants will make a trade before the deadline.
I mean, who knows? I mean, anything can happen. Obviously, you and I don't have a crystal ball.
No.
Otherwise, we'd be in different positions right now. But that's something that the organization is definitely going to look at because, like I said, they're going to evaluate everybody on this football team, and they're going to make the adjustments that they feel that they need to make in order to put the best product on the field on Sundays.
Just remember, of course, if you make a trade, there are cap implications because you do get charged dead money on next year's cap for guys who are off the roster based on the signing bonus that they were given when they came to the team. David, I want to ask you a totally different kind of off-the-board kind of question. When you talk about going home for the bye, looking at the film, looking at the playbook and stuff, the coaches are going to decide during their self-evaluation what needs to be thrown out and what needs to be pared down.
Yeah.
These guys really don't get time off. They're working twice as hard.
No, especially when you're in the situation that you are now as a coach and where you're at right now at 1-6. You know, as much as I said, like the players, you want to step away from it. Coaches are grinders. They're going to find every single thing that they can do, whether it's individually, whether it's as a group collectively. They're going to tweak and try to change the way that they bounce back from this week so that, number one, they learn from what they've done in the past not so well, but two, that they're going to come out and give teams different looks so it's not going to be as vanilla and you can change things systematically that way.
I remember back in 2013, the Giants were 0-6 and they won 7 of their last 10 games. You were on that team. Is there one thing that really triggered the turnaround for that squad, David?
Winning. I mean, the vitamin W, winning cures all. And when you start getting that confidence and that belief, but more than anything, the belief in one another, the accountability to one another, and believing that what you're doing, whether it's in the facility during practice or when you show up game day, it's in the best interest of your football team to turn things around.
We have a question from L that goes right to the offensive line, and I
imagine
know you like that.
Yeah.
I can't get over it. Wants to know about Weston Richburg. He is in concussion protocol. Wants to know, does he fit right back into the starting lineup considering how well Brett Jones has played the last few weeks?
And the rule is when it comes to a veteran, you don't lose your job because of injury. So I feel that Weston Richburg, when he does come back, will be the starter at center. Brett Jones deserves a lot of credit. I've watched all the coaches' copies. He got better and better, and his technique got better, and he's a tough football player. So one way, shape, or form, whether it's a jumbo tight end, I wouldn't even mind putting him in as an H-back if you need to. You have to get him back out on the football field.
Good stuff, David. Well, this weekend, David and I got some college games to deal with, but we'll be back next week for another edition of On the Line. He's David Deal. I'm Paul Dottino. We're Dotson Deal, and we'll see you then.